Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, the few enemies, the gophers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just wanted to let you know that we've been in, thus far, in Arkansas, Norfolk. We did that one on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, which would have been yesterday, we were in Van Buren, and tonight we're going to be at River Valley City Elders. This is at Kavanaugh Center, 2700 Kavanaugh Road, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Starts at 6 p.m. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we've come a long way to see you, so please come and see us. We'd appreciate it. We wanted to let you know that we are here. We are doers of the word, not hearers only, in the process of doing so. We are in your backyard if you are in Arkansas. And again, I just want to reiterate the point. The people in this state have been nothing but fantastic. Overall, and I'm not just talking about those that come to the events. I'm talking about just the people here. It's like going back to the 1950s, say the older folks. I wasn't around then, but the fact of the matter is it would have been cooler living in that time than it is in this time. So therefore, at least we have something to work with as to how we're supposed to go back to the old path so we can at least have a little understanding in that process. So again, River Valley City Elders, Kavanaugh Center, that's in Fort Smith, Arkansas. It will start at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Also wanted to let you know really quick, we got much to cover, so in the process of doing so, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, we're set up with Calmrax, and I'm looking at even now. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Let's get to this. Hey, folks. You know how we always hear, judge not that you be not judged? You know how Satan twisteth scripture as if to suggest that we're not to righteously judge? That's found in 7:24 of John. Well, you know, it does say, judge not that you be not judged in Matthew 7. It says, for what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why do you behold the mote that's in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold the beam that is in thine eye? Thou hypocrite, who is the Lord talking to? Who is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to when influencing that of the writer, namely Matthew, in this particular case? He was addressing the hypocrite. The pretenders, those that told others to do what they themselves didn't do. It's important that you understand that. Because if you look in Matthew 23, verse 3, that's exactly what it says. The Pharisees, the hypocrites, the pretenders said to do one thing, and what they considered to be sin in other people, they found not to be sin in themselves. That's why Matthew calls them hypocrites. And then he says, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now listen carefully. He's talking about those that haven't repented to judge not, because they're not repentant. Why do I say that? Because right after that, guess what the Bible teaches us? To use righteous judgment in verse 6, Matthew 7, 6. It says, give not that which is holy unto the dog. Neither cast you pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Let me go down just a little bit further, because I want to address today's politicians in making distinction. And you can take this concerning a variety of different topics, individuals, places, whatever the case may be, we're called to make distinction. When you look at scripture in Matthew 7:16, it says, you shall know them by their fruit. The fruit, spiritually speaking, giving you an allegorical understanding of the fruit that hangs on men's tree. Is it righteous fruit or is it wicked fruit? It goes on. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? In other words, they can say one thing, but they can't be the opposite of what they really are because you judge them by their fruit. Verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And what does it tell us in 7:20 of Matthew? Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them, by what they produce. That is how we are to judge men. And yes, we are to righteously judge. Christians are to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. The Lord teaches this lesson continuously. Just think about Matthew 25, where he separated the sheep from the goat. What did he do? He was judging them by the fruit that they bore in their lives. And so are we as Christians. We are to be fruit inspectors. Okay? With that said, I got a question for you. How many times have we seen politicians proclaim to be Christians, and yet when we line them up with the fruit that's hanging on their branches, allegorically speaking, once again, the fruit doesn't line up with their profession, does it? Absolutely not. Are we supposed to judge them by what they say? Or are we supposed to judge them by the fruit that they bear, the things that they have done? Because that's how we're going to be judged before the Lord. The question is, how many times have politicians, I was going to say more than not. Let me ask you the question. When haven't we seen politicians profess to be Christians and then without fail find out that they're just the exact opposite of what they profess to be? What are they doing? They're trying to blind the people to who they really are by professing to be something that they clearly are not. Am I right? Is it fair in saying that, friends? That without fail, we see politicians profess to be one thing, and then what do we find them to be just the opposite when we bear fruit, or when we bear witness to the fruit that they themselves have borne? Is that right? Okay, good. I'm going to come right back on that spot,
1-866-582-9933. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, we are broadcasting live from Arkansas today. We should be back home in the saddle, in the studios on Saturday for our two-hour show. But with that said, we are out here doing and following the Great Commission for our love and demonstration back unto the Lord that deserves much more than we can ever give him. And so in the process of doing so, you can line that up with Mark 16:15. During the last segment, I was just highlighting the fact that the church is called to be fruit inspectors. And when you look at Matthew 7, I was also highlighting where it says, judge not, lest he be judged. Well, Matthew was talking to the hypocrites. And then when he began to look at Scripture for what it says, he began to teach us righteous judgment. And then he said, cast not that which is holy before the dogs. And then he started talking about, lest they trample them under the foot. And then it starts talking about what we're supposed to do in judging men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. And then I laid the question to the listener and to the viewer, it's fair to say that politicians without fail, those that profess to be Christians, that without fail, when we look at their fruit, it doesn't line up to their confession, does it? Or their profession? No, not at all. Matter of fact, we see just the exact opposite. That's why the Lord said, this is how you will judge men. You can also take that to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 as well when you get a moment. One of the things I want to cover really quick is the fact that what we're seeing across the country right now is a great emphasis on protecting the Jews in Israel. First of all, friends, I'm not the guy. I'm nonviolent. I'm an aggressive preacher, no question about it, but I hate violence. I'm not advocating violence towards anybody. But when I see post after post after post after post coming from them that call themselves Christians that are not making distinction between what a Jew is and what a Jew isn't according to Scripture, I got to tell you, I'm highly offended because they're just blindly rallying behind the mainstream media that is driving the narrative. And when the mainstream media drives the narrative, wouldn't it be a good idea for all of you that don't believe the media to question the narrative and make distinction? I mean, you know, hey, if I can get you asking the wrong questions, I don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Well, that's what's happening. And the reason I'm saying this is because if you look up at the screen right now, and for those that are listening to me, I'm going to go ahead and paint the picture. A friend of mine just sent this over to me, and it highlights the fact that the United States House of Representatives, the House of Representatives, have taken it upon themselves and have voted 320-91 to pass a bill to criminalize the criticism of the state of Israel by classifying it as a hate crime. Now, I want you to be very clear as to what I'm going to say next, because I know that you think that Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis are the good guys in your country, and I'm here to report that you're sadly mistaken. But Ron DeSantis has already been over to Israel, signed on to hate legislation. So before anybody even passes this bill, it's interesting how they're already ahead of the game. I mean, as if to suggest, it's not all pre-planned, right? It's all pre-planned. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first pre-planned. Well, it wasn't Ron DeSantis that did it by himself, but it's also Kristi Noem that did the same thing. I'm here to tell you, folks, as long as I hold to the Word of God and to the Constitution, all of these bills that they're trying to pass right now, they can go ahead and shut their mouths. I don't care what they have to say. I don't care where I am at. I have the right to speak the truth, because my rights come not from the generosity of corrupt politicians, the state through an evolutionary view of government. My rights come from my Creator, and I'm commanded to speak forth the truth regardless if people like it or not. Why am I saying that? Because you have the politicians in this country, along with Donald Trump, driving the narrative to support Israel, regardless if it's Israel or not. And furthermore, as I've highlighted before, Israel is the people. It's the Israel of God. Jacob was the usurper. He was renamed Israel. Israel are the Christians. Okay? Just want to make clear. What is the point that I'm trying to make here? The point that I'm trying to make right now, friends, is the very Israel that they're promoting right now, these same sort of Jews that crucified the Christ, are in fact the ones that they want you to believe that you're to support without any questions whatsoever. If you remember right, I played a video of these said legislators in Israel, the Israel of today, where they're trying to pass the bill right now that if you speak the name of Jesus, you can go to prison for 1 to 2 years. Do you realize how many Christians are blindly following and rallying behind this in support of criminalizing people that talk about the Jesus that they confess to serve over here in America? What a bunch of hypocrites. That's why I'm writing a book called The Children of the Apostate. And now, folks, another thing I want to highlight is, you know, how many people have taken the time to go after Joel Osteen and say the guy's an absolute charlatan? He's a whore in the face of God. He's an enemy of the cross of Christ. He's a hireling, John 10:12. He has no business in the pulpits whatsoever. Well, I'm here to tell you, he's a part of this little alliance. And when I said little, I mean little. The sad part about it is too many people don't realize they're supporting those that mean to stifle their God-given rights. When we're talking about the Jews of the day, make distinction. You almost act like I'm a devil for telling you that. Well, guess what? My Lord told you that. Okay? Look at this. Joel Osteen equated Netanyahu as a modern King David. Can you even make this up? Isn't this the same Netanyahu that was impeached by his own people during the pandemic? Netanyahu tried to force the people of Israel that were Jews to get the shot by force. The same thing happening in that Israel was the same thing happening in America simultaneously. Netanyahu was accused of attempting to commit a genocide. 75% of the Jews in the modern-day Israel said no to Netanyahu, and they impeached him. Why is he being hailed by the American church today as being some sort of modern King David? And I want to tell you who's leading up that narrative. Pay attention. Joel Osteen is. and so is Donald Trump. Isn't that interesting? These people that you call false prophets, false teachers, are the ones telling you that Netanyahu is a modern King David. Oh, they're also calling Donald Trump a some sort of Cyprus. I hope you're aware of this. This is blasphemy at every given turn. Now, I want to go over to something because people need to make distinction. And I'm going to show you that there are people now starting to pipe up and telling you what I've been telling you since day one. We are called to make distinction. Now, can we all agree, just making another point, that if I go inside of a church building and there's 100 people there that call themselves Christians, I think it's pretty safe to anybody that reads their Bible to understand that 98 to 99% of those people inside of that church building are not Christians. Is that safe to say? Yeah. They can go ahead and call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, but the fact of the matter is the fruit doesn't line up with, again, their profession or confession. Well, the same thing goes for the Jewish people. The same thing for any other people. The same thing goes for any other people. Now listen, Zionism is, or Jewish nationalism is, a modern day political movement. Its core beliefs are that all Jews constitute one nation, not simply a religious or a clinic community or ethnic community, forgive me, and that the only solution to anti-Semitism is the consecration of as many Jews as possible in Palestine, Israel, and the establishment of a Jewish state there. The World Zionist Organization, established by Theodore Herzl in 1897, declared that the aim of Zionism was to establish a national home for the Jewish people secured by public law. Okay? I told you before, when I was back in Israel in 1992, they were doing many things like sodomy and abortion and other abominations before the God of Israel, before they were even allowing some of this stuff in America. They were doing in Israel, okay? This is the Zionist state that wants you to believe that they are the Jews that God has ordained to take the land, okay? That's what a Zionist, that's what we're showing you. The politics of Zionism was influenced by nationalistic ideology and by colonial ideas about European rights to claim and to settle other parts of the world. Now, again, before you jump the gun, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you next, because you need to see it. I just told you people are starting to pipe up now. Even those that call themselves Democrats, again, which does not constitutionally exist. But I want you to listen to what she says, because she's saying to make distinction. The Hill reported a Jewish Democrat on voting against the bill.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protesters continue to cause disruptions on college campuses. One recent example with campers who set up inside a building on the campus of New York City's Fordham University, where 2 arrests were reported. Students and even some faculty were spotted locked arm-in-arm Wednesday, trying to keep police from forcing people out. At Columbia University in Manhattan Tuesday night, police removed protesters from a residence hall after they took control of the building the day before. Tensions remain high after the Los Angeles Police Department issued a citywide tactical alert to the pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased, standing closer to $3.66 a gallon, according to AAA. That's on average. This price remains the same as a week ago. It's 13 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Again to Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have done. If you want to check us out on The Forest News, that is available as well. Also want to let you know, folks, again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go ahead and take Michael from Texas. Michael, I got much to cover, so I'm going to go ahead and let you comment, and that's where I'm going to go with it so I can get back to the topic. It's all yours, my friend. We got Michael from Texas. Michael from Texas. Do you have Michael from Texas? I think we just lost Michael. Anyways, let's get back to the topic here, folks. So we're talking about how the U.S. House of Representatives, they're assuming authority by acting as if they can go ahead and act outside of delegation that comes from the people that they're supposed to serve. They just voted on a 320-91 in order to pass a bill to criminalize the criticism of the state of Israel. You better ask yourself the question as to why that is, folks. That's my objective here. And my point that I'm making, which some people don't want to hear, is that you are to make distinction. And I just got done saying that there's going to be some people out there sooner or later and they're going to pipe up. And they're piping up, but guess what? The ones that are piping up, the mainstream media, is censoring. Listen to me. Hey, folks, you already have politicians going on over to Israel and signing on to hate crime legislation. I didn't know that they were the governors of the country that's been established known as Israel. What are your governors doing going over to Israel and signing hate crime bills, suppressing our free speech? Here's the First Amendment. Why are they so busy trying to shut us down? I want to tell you why. If you want to find out who means to rule over you, find out who you can't criticize. They've been doing this with the Muslims. They've been doing this with the sodomites. They've been doing this with the people of color. They're using all of these small portions in circles of people in an attempt to browbeat you into submission. They want to shut your mouth. And why does your government want to shut your mouth? I mean, friends, it's not like they're not already censoring people that are holding to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution already. Now they want to pass a bill to tell you to shut up, and you better not dare criticize the Jewish people. Well, folks, I agree. We shouldn't be creating any of that non-essential warfare. But here's the deal. If we're all assimilating in America under God's law, we should all be unified. And if we're not unified under God's law, then guess what? Then you can criminalize that. Well, they're doing this just in the exact opposite fashion in the way that they should be doing this. There's already laws in place, friend, is my point. I want you to see this. People are starting to pipe up now. A Jewish woman, incumbent in the government, said on voting against the bill, she said anti-Zionism, in other words, those that are protesting against the Zionists, which DeSantis, which Trump, which Abbott, which Noam are all siding in favor of, this Jewish woman said, voting against that bill, she said, you need to make distinction between those that are protesting Zionism because it's not inherently anti-Semitism. So what is this woman doing? She's making distinction and telling you, if you're listening, that it's the Zionists that are trying to shut your mouth up. These are the ones that are claiming to be Jews, which in fact are not the Jews of the Bible. Yet the evangelicals in America are just going along with it, blindly rallying behind Donald Trump in support of it, and yet they don't even know what they're supporting. Why do they do that? Again, because it reverts back to this. They don't know the Word of God. That's why. They don't know the Word. They're not making distinction between anything. They're feeding on the narrative of Omri, Micah 6:16, the propaganda narrative, again, that they say they don't believe. Here, let me ask you, does the Bible tell us to make distinction between the people of, namely the Jews? When you go to Romans 2:28, what does it say? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. How do you know that these are not the Jews of God? Because they're doing it in the flesh. They're children of Ishmael. That's why. They're doing this through totalitarian methods. This isn't the spirit of the Lord. Hey, folks, here's the deal. We talk about the omnipresence of the Lord and how all-powerful he is, which he is. Well, if that's the case and you're his children, then let him prove the point on your behalf. That's not what they're doing. They're taking the initiative to try to create a state that you better not speak out against any of them, because if you do, it's a hate crime. Hey, folks. All crime is motivated by hate. There is already laws in place. Here, let me ask you another question. I see Michael back up there from Texas. I'll pull you up in just one moment. Are we supposed to make distinction? Absolutely. Remember the Jews of the day, the Pharisees, those that fed on the Talmud, the book of Pharisees, those that created and made commandments of men and making void the commandments of God, Mark 7. Are they the ones that cried out, crucify him, crucify him? We have no king but King Caesar. Was their appeal to the Lord, or was their appeal to corrupt government? Make distinction. Read John 19:15. When you read Revelation 3:9, what does it say? Make distinction. That's all I'm saying here. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews. He said, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Did the Lord just teach us to make distinction? Absolutely, he told us to make distinction. So for all are just blindly following the lead of the mainstream media in their narrative, their propaganda narrative. Why aren't you listening to the Lord? Why aren't you obeying the Lord? I mean, when you look at John 8, verse 31, it says, then said Jesus to those who, the Jews that believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And in verse 32, he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But wait a second. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest that you shall be made free? Now, these are the Jews that are not adherent to the Son of Man, their king, their redeemer. These are those Pharisees that had were responsible for crucifying him. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free, free indeed. And then Jesus says, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but he said, you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Are those the ones that the Lord would have us today of the same spirit? Are those the people that we're supposed to rally behind? Are we supposed to support them blindly? Absolutely not. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto him, if you were God. Who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the Jews that were not of the Lord. If you would love me, for I proceed forth and came forth from God, neither came of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? And then Jesus says, finally, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. Hey, folks, who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the seed of Abraham, but there was a difference. Those that had ears to hear and eyes to see adhered, and they did the works of their father Abraham. But the other group of people were who? Of their father, the devil. So again, laying to your canter, are we supposed to make distinction? Absolutely, we're supposed to make distinction, Americans. I'm going to go take Michael from Texas. Sorry about the first mishap, Michael. I'm going to go ahead and let you make a comment. Go for it. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir. So this about judgment you had mentioned earlier. People have to understand that judgment 2,000 years ago meant execution of said judgment. I take it to the adulterous woman. The townspeople were going to stone her for adultery. It wasn't a court of law. It was the townspeople. Okay, so yet you have to understand that. And that's one of the lies that Christendom is telling us, that we're not allowed to judge anybody. We have to hug and kiss everybody. That's a lie. Okay, and I dovetail that into Luke 10, verse 29, when Christ was asked, who was my neighbor? If everybody was our neighbor, Christ would have said in verse 30, well, everybody is, and that's the end of it. He did not. Christ went into a diatribe telling us the provisions for who was our neighbor. Therefore, there was an include-exclude, okay? So we're allowed to exclude those that do not qualify as our neighbor. This is a lie to push Christendom's agenda. We've got to accept homosexuality and every other disgusting thing because, you know, they're headed for destruction, as I told you that month ago. So people have to have full knowledge, not just of Scripture, which so many that say that they do, they don't, and I catch them all the time. You have to couple that with secular history, Bradley, and I've been doing this for 30 years. You have
okay,
to
we got a hard break coming up on us. Thank you for your comments, Michael. We'll be right back on the other side. Sorry about that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Into the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, Michael. That was a heartbreak that came up on us, and it is what it is. Thank you for your comments. Totally appreciate them. Folks, we're broadcasting live from Arkansas. We have one more event tonight. And with that said, do check out the schedule on Sons of Liberty Media. Go over to the schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also check out the store and also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, because it is you that keeps us out here, as you well know. We don't have sponsors. We are a ministry, and we rely on the support of the people to keep us out there. So we are out here once again. Every month we're somewhere different, folks. Okay, so let's go back to this. I was just talking about making distinction. And just for the record, I'm not going to be able to hit my headline tonight because this just came up an hour before the show. So do forgive me. It was already set up. But this is more important right now, and then we'll talk about the headline tomorrow on tomorrow's show. But I want you to make distinction. I was just telling someone here in this hotel room studio that we have set up in Arkansas, you know, it's interesting how people hear what they want to hear from me. And yet, over and over and over again, if they looked at the media and how they attack me, they would find themselves aligned with the mainstream media. Ask me. That's why we have the phone lines open for you. Don't go online and attack me. Don't go online and try to counter what I'm sharing with you. Because when I see people are countering what I'm saying, I'm not saying you can't contend with me, but don't counter what you think I'm saying if I'm not saying it. I'm simply saying this. Make distinction. When you have two different politicians to choose from that are served up to you as to who your next representative is going to be and the one that you may want to vote for. Do you not make distinction? Do you not make judgment calls every step of the way as to who you're going to put up or who you want to be in office to represent the law? Absolutely. Well, folks, that's what I'm saying here. I'm saying make distinction because Jesus over and over and over again made distinction. Hey, folks, you know what the judgment day is? Where the Lord makes distinction. Those that are righteous in Christ that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ enter into the joy of the Lord. And the other ones are going to be cast into what? They're going to be cast into the fire where the worm never dies, where the fire's never quenched. Does the Lord make distinction? Yes. He makes distinction. How are we as a people to make distinction? By God's moral law. He tells us what's right and what's wrong. Who knows better than our Creator? It's not like we don't have this information available to us. We do. But see, what people want to do is they love the entertainment factor. They love to be fed somehow or another the glass of the spirit of Antichrist, and they just love to drink it in, regardless if it's scriptural or not. And interestingly enough, then they have the audacity to deceive themselves into believing what they're not. They're not Christians. Not at all. So we're making distinction. I was just highlighting, folks, a whole plethora of topics, line upon line, as to how we're supposed to make distinction as to who we're supposed to support. And isn't it interesting? While we're being invaded, while the federal and state governments are committing the act of treason, well, they're assailing all of our God-given rights, literally almost, folks. The things that they're advocating for. The people in this country are just supposed to blindly rally behind supporting another country. As you allegedly are supposed to just give them a pass and forgetting about your own. That's ridiculous. They got the people so confused, and I want to tell you why you're confused. It's because you've left off the Lord. It's that simple. I'm not confused at all. I'm the one trying to put this together by the Holy Ghost to give you understanding so that you can make distinctions so that confusion goes. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to think about this, okay? Because, again, the message is we're going to now create another law, not delegated from we the people that they serve, but they're going to go ahead and assume authority to go ahead and give isolated laws to another group of people that if you dare speak out against the Jews, that's anti-Semitism. No, it isn't. No one's speaking out against the Jews of God. We support the Jews of God. We support Israel, which is the people of God. But we don't support Zionism. And see, that's what they've done is they've blurred the lines between the Jews and the Zionists, and they're equating themselves, the Zionists are, to the Jews in hopes that you're going to blindly rally behind them and support them. Americans, you should know better than that. Seriously. So don't let it be said that Bradley's saying one thing when I'm not saying what you're saying that I'm saying if you're confused about it. I'm saying making distinction is important in everything that we do. And in this particular case with the Zionists and the Jews, yes, make distinction. Yes, we support the Israel of God. Yes, we support Jews all the way, absolutely. But we don't support those that are of the synagogue of Satan, right? Here, let me give you something. Food for thought. The number of times the Bible says the Romans of the day wanted to kill Jesus. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Number of times the Bible says the Romans wanted to kill Jesus. I just told you. Zero. Never. Nada. Didn't happen. Who delivered Jesus up to the Romans to have Jesus killed by the Romans? The Pharisees and the Herodians. And doesn't the Bible tell us, making distinction, we're to beware of them and the leaven, the wicked doctrines of the religious hypocrites and corrupt government doctrines? Yep. Yep. He told us to beware. Matter of fact, he even said they be the blind leading the blind into the ditch. Are we supposed to follow them into the ditch? Absolutely not. So the number of times the Bible says the Romans wanted to kill Jesus was zero. Never. Never happened. Okay? You ready for this? The number of the times the Bible says of the seed of Abraham that were not of the Lord, but their father was the devil, as Jesus highlighted in John 8. 1, Matthew 2:13. 2, Matthew 12:14. 3, Matthew 26, verse 4. 4, Matthew 26:59. 5, Matthew 27:22. This is the number of times the Bible says the Jewish devils of the synagogue of Satan, their father, the devil, wanted to kill Jesus. Were they all Jews? Nope, they weren't. I'm making distinction. Number 7, Mark 11:18. Number 8, Mark 15:13. Number 9, Mark 15:14. 10, Luke 13:31. 11, Luke 23:21. 12, Luke 23:23. Oh, my goodness, folks. 13, John 15:18. 14 times, John 7:1. 15 times the Jews called for the murder of Jesus, those of the synagogue of Satan, whose father was the devil. John 7:19, 17 times they called for his murder. John 8:40, 18 times they called for his murder. John 8:59, 19, John 10:31, 20 times John 11:8, 21 times John 11:53. That's how many times those that claim to be the Jews of God, that were of the seed of Abraham, but their father was of the devil, that's how many times throughout the New Testament they called forth the murder of Jesus. Hey, Americans, is it important to make distinction? I think so, because Scripture tells us over and over. And furthermore, doesn't it tell us out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word? How about 21 times just concerning this particular topic? So, as I showed you earlier, a video from Israel where these said legislators are trying to pass the bill right now in Israel that they want you to support, that if you say the name of Jesus, you'll go to jail for 1 to 2 years. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Why are your said representatives in America blindly rallying behind this and attempting to incriminate anybody that dares speak out against the Zionists that are in Israel? Because they don't want you to know who they really are. But guess what? After this last hour on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, now you do. You better start asking some real questions, friends. And furthermore, you better start asking your said representatives why they're assuming authority that's never been delegated by we the people to go ahead and stifle our God-given rights in the first place. What do you think they're supporting? Do you think that they're supporting their Christian confessions and their professions, friends? Do you think that they're upholding the oath that they promised that they would uphold when they put their hand on the Bible? Absolutely not. They're countering it. When you have to start stealing away our rights, friends, you better understand that's the spirit of Antichrist, and it's at work in America today. So I leave you at the end of the show with, make distinction. That's all I'm telling you. Love you by what we do. First John 3:18, talk to you in a
day. You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.